Kathleen Hanna is an iconic punk singer, and a documentary about her music is screening at USC. Megan Farnsworth talked to Hanna about her career.
Riot Girl was all about crunchy guitar chords, biting vocals, and bold feminist lyrics. Kathleen Hanna embodied that when she started the movement with Alison Wolfe in the early 90s. Here's Wolfe.
I remember riding on the city bus and seeing this girl who looked like Tank Girl. I mean, she had a shaved head, combat boots, and she was super intense, always glaring at everything. And I was like, who is that? It turns out it was Kathleen Hanna. She was in this band with, I think, two guys, two girls called Viva Knievel, and she was screaming at the top of her lungs on stage with just a red face, and she looked like she was going to explode, sweating, veins popping out of her neck, whatever, and she was screaming, boy poison, boy poison, boy poison, or something, and I thought, wow, that girl is crazy, it's awesome. When she having that like a local person on stage just letting it all hang out made a huge impression on me.
Kathleen Hanna began her feminist work as a college student in Olympia, Washington. She always felt overlooked, but had a lot to say. She tried spoken word, but then countercultural writer Kathy Acker told her this: no one goes to spoken word shows but people who go to see bands. So Hanna started playing punk music. Hanna told me that with punk came a sense of community for her and for the women who attended her shows.
Music is part of community building. We're all in the same place. I think anytime that women play music on stage and other women see them, or any other disenfranchised person feels inspired by what we do, we're feeding into like a cultural bed that can later create social change.
The documentary on Hanna, called The Punk Singer, is screening on November 2nd at USC's Ray Stark Family Theater. She'll also perform with her current band, The Julie Ruin, at USC on November 3rd. Megan Farnsworth, Annenberg Radio News.